Former state lawmaker Don Shooter has filed a lawsuit claiming his rights were violated. He's seeking unspecified damages in a lawsuit alleging then-House Speaker J.D. Mesnard and Governor Doug Ducey's former chief of staff, Kirk Adams, conspired against him. Former Arizona Attorney General Tom Horn is representing Shooter.
The courts have the jurisdiction to enforce the basic constitutional requirement that no person shall be deprived of life, liberty, or property without due process of law. Legislators don't give that up when they are elected to the legislature.
And with the latest on this story, we're joined by Howie Fisher of Capital Media Services. Howie, good morning.
Good morning.
So Don Shooter has made allegations in the past that Kirk Adams, that perhaps J.D. Mesnard, the governor's office, were concerned about some investigations he wanted to go into. How much does that come up in this lawsuit?
Well, it's certainly the basis for it that he was heading the Appropriations Committee. He was looking into some single bid issues, some places where there were questions about were we awarding the proper contracts. And his contention is that everything that went on subsequent to that, as far as the charges of sexual harassment, are somehow based on a conspiracy related to that. You know, the problem with that is, even assuming he's correct, there are some factual bases for the charges of sexual harassment that were brought against him. And even he conceded that perhaps he occasionally let his mouth get ahead of his brain on this.
You know, the timing for a lot of people is interesting because what we're seeing with David Stringer, obviously these cases are not directly connected, but the fact that Don Shooter is saying he didn't get an ethics investigation, whereas in this case, David Stringer is, how much does that hang over this?
Well, that's very crucial because in all the time I've covered the legislature, and I've been here since 1982, every time there's been this kind of complaint, it's either gone to an ethics committee or some special committee. The idea is that you present the charges to the accused lawmaker, you give them a chance to respond, you give them a chance to bring up their own witnesses. This was farmed out to a committee of House staffers who then hired two outside attorneys to be sort of a grand jury and to look at the information and to interview the witnesses. The argument was, well, these are sensitive matters and there are House staffers involved. And then what happened was the House members got the completed report, were given some time to review it, and essentially then voted. And as far as Mr. Shooter's concerned, he didn't get his due process. He didn't get to do this in a way where he got to say, well, okay, here's the explanation behind that. Well, okay, some of the people who are accusing me of something are guilty of something themselves and therefore have unclean hands, which is a legal concept. So this is an interesting question. The problem, of course, that he has is the Arizona Constitution gives lawmakers a lot of power to decide who gets to stay in their chambers.
Howie, any response at this point from J.D. Mesnard and from Kirk Adams, who this is particularly calling out here?
Well, what Mesnard said is that he didn't do anything wrong. The procedures followed by the House aren't wrong. And again, he came back to the issue of the broad powers of the House to discipline its members. I haven't heard yet from Kirk Adams. As you know, he was a governor's former chief of staff. He's now back on a payroll on a consulting basis. He hasn't called back. But this really does get down to the question of what are the powers of legislators to deal with their own members? As you point out, we're dealing with that right now in terms of the allegations against Mr. Stringer about not only the comments he made, but did he properly disclose, you know, a criminal record back from the 1980s? These are interesting questions because on one hand, you would assume that people are entitled to due process. On the other hand, again, we come back to the Arizona Constitution, and they can throw people out theoretically because we don't like the clothes you're wearing. And that's the problem that Mr. Shooter has right now.
And Howie, let's formally shift for a final question from Shooter to Stringer. What's the latest with the State Bar of Arizona launching an investigation against Mr. Stringer?
Well, this is an interesting issue because when you apply to be a lawyer in the state, you're presented with a whole set of questions. I mean, your military record, your juvenile record, and of course, anything you did as an adult. Now, we don't know, because these records are sealed at the state bar, what he did disclose. But when I talked to Mr. Stringer, you know, last week and earlier this week, his position was, look, any record was expunged. There's a legitimate reason. I took a plea deal because of the fact there was always a chance I could be found guilty. But it was expunged. And as far as he's concerned, he wasn't convicted of anything. The problem he has is that the bar application specifically says, we want you to list any arrest, anytime you're issued a criminal citation, and any records, including expunged convictions. And so if, in fact, he didn't deal with that, if he didn't disclose that, he's in trouble with the state bar, which could result in loss of his ability to practice law, above and beyond all the questions of whether he gets to stay in the Arizona legislature.
All right. That's Howie Fisher with Capital Media Services. Howie, thanks as always.
Always fun and games down here.